talking about a home.
From the people who bring you Charleston Home and Design Magazine, the Charleston Home and Design Show, the Charleston Fall Home Show, and Charleston's online home show, CharlestonHomeAndDesign.com. This is Talking About a Home. Talking About a Home is a home show on the radio, featuring interviews with local experts, home tips, trends, and ideas you need to know to make your home better. This is Talking About a Home.
I'm gonna pick up the pieces and build a Lego house. If things go wrong, we can knock it down. My three words have two meanings, but there's one thing on my mind. It's all for you. And it's dark in a cold December, but I got you to keep me warm. If you're broken, I will mend you, and I keep you sheltered from the storm that's raging on. Now I'm out of touch, I'm out of love.
Good afternoon. I'm Tim Barkley with Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and I want to thank you for listening to Talking About a home show on the radio. This week's home theme song was Lego House by Ed Sheeran. In addition to the great Chris Isaacs talking about a home, and special thanks to today's show producer, Ebony Ellis. In addition to our radio show Talking About a Home, we also publish Charleston Home and Design Magazine, winner of the American Society of Interior Designers Excellence in Design Media Award, and also winner of the American Institute of Architects Charleston Chapter's Honor Award for Journalism. You may also be familiar with the two custom home shows we organize, the Charleston Home and Design Show, which happens every January, and the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up next weekend, August 27th through the 29th, at the North Charleston Convention Center. Well, today we've got a great show lined up for you. We're going to be talking to a couple of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. We'll be talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevator, and they're going to have a great display at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Also, Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, and Shelf Genie and Port City Elevator we're very proud to have as two of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. So thank you to both of them. And then we're also going to be talking to Eddie Plowden and Stephanie Ulam. They're with Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Berkeley Propane, and they are also a vendor at the Charleston Fall Home Show, as well as Charlotte Reeves, and she has a new venture called Southern Summer Kitchens, and she is a landscape architect by trade, and she has just launched a new venture where she has a mobile showroom that will come to you. She sells high-end grilling equipment, and she can basically help you create an amazing outdoor kitchen for yourself. And she's going to have that mobile showroom on display, and will have a very large three-booth presence, a 10 by 30 display that's showing the mobile showroom and all of the grilling equipment that is part of that. And so we're very happy to have Southern Summer Kitchens as part of the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend. But I wanted to take a couple of minutes and just give you some details on the Charleston Fall Home Show. First of all, I cannot be more thankful to all of the vendors that are participating in the Charleston Fall Home Show. It's been very challenging for them over the last year and a half, and many of the companies you see in the pages of Charleston Home and Design Magazine have been clamoring for us to bring the our home shows back, and we missed last August show, and we also missed the January 2021 home show that we normally do. because of COVID. And so this is our first home show back in about a year and a half, and we're really, really happy to have such a great great group of vendors. You're going to be able to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend, and whatever project you have, you'll be able to meet your next contractor. And that's one of the great things about coming to one of our home shows is high quality A-list local vendors, local companies, and they're all very motivated. They wouldn't be giving up their weekend to be on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend if they weren't highly motivated to work with you. So whatever project you have, plan on spending an hour or two at the Charleston Fall Home Show. You'll be able to collect all the information you need, make all the contacts you need, and really jumpstart your project, whatever that project happens to be, whether it's a brand new house, or if you want to build a house, or a big remodel project, or just a kitchen or bath or a backyard. We've got all sorts of all of the categories that you can imagine that you would need to do just about any project at your house, from elevators to permanent standby generators, to heating and air, home automation and theater, foundation repair, you name it. Just we've got a great group of vendors that are going to be displaying next weekend. Also, a couple of the other features of the show, which are highly popular, are free design consultations with interior designers and architects. That is a very, very popular feature of our show, and the time slots always fill up. Basically, if you would like to sit down with a professional interior designer or architect for a 20 to 30 minute consultation, you can call Charleston Home and Design Magazine, and we will reserve a time slot for you. And, 20 to 30 minutes, that may not sound like a lot, but you can really get a lot accomplished in a short period of time if you just come prepared, bring your floor plans or house plans, and maybe samples of some of the products that you're planning to use, kitchen cabinet doors or stone or paint samples, that kind of thing. We're very proud. We've got a star-studded lineup of special appearances too. Mary Alice Monroe, the New York Times best-selling author, she'll be doing a book signing on Friday and Saturday at the Charleston Fall Home Show, and you can come and get her autograph. She's on the cover of our summer issue of Charleston Home and Design Magazine. And so we'll be handing those out for free, and you can bring that cover right over to her and get an autograph. Also, the stars of the new HGTV show, which just premiered two Wednesdays ago, Breaking Bland. That's a new HGTV show. It's filmed right here in Charleston. And Mary Welch Fox Stasek is one of the stars, along with John Frick with Level Building, and he's the builder. And the two of them just have amazing chemistry on camera. I hope you've had a chance to check out Breaking Bland. It's very compelling because they sort of force homeowners out of their comfort zone to use a lot of color in whatever project that they're involved with. So they're going to be making an appearance on Friday afternoon and talking about how they transform homes in a 30 minute time period on their program. We've also got other seminars, great seminars and appearances that are taking place Saturday and Sunday as well. So it's an action-packed weekend at the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend. You could be one of three lucky locals who walk away with a $2,000 home improvement prize package. And I always like to kind of equate this to the lottery. When you buy a lottery ticket, you're one of, kabillions of people that could possibly win. So your odds are pretty low. We usually have about 3,000 people who come out to our home shows over the course of the weekend. So you've got kind of like a 1 in 3,000 chance. So it's very, very good odds. We're going to be giving away three different $2,000 home improvement prize packages. One is a $2,000 custom garage floor coating package from Carolina Flooring Specialists, and they'll be at the show. $2,000 lighting and ceiling fan package from Charleston Lighting and Interiors, and a $2,000 pergola or screen room enclosure from Express Sunrooms. So we do have local winners, and so we'll be choosing three lucky locals that will each win one of those prizes. On Friday, we've got free admission from 11 a.m. until 6 p.m., and then the show closes to the public, and we reopen with our VIP home show happy hour party. And tickets are on sale now at charlestonfallhomeshow.com, charlestonfallhomeshow.com. For $20 per person. And that takes place Friday from 6 until 9 p.m. And your $20 ticket entitles you to a free beer and wine bar. And also, the caterer will be serving shrimp and grits and also chicken and sausage jambalaya. So definitely some good food will be served as part of the VIP home show party. And we invite custom builders, architects, interior designers, other home building professionals, and they are all it's a great networking event also for that. Also on Friday, right outside of the convention center, we've got the Be Pro, Be Proud mobile lab, and that's an 80-foot long, 30-foot wide tractor trailer, and it's being brought all over South Carolina to try to introduce the building trades and the jobs that are available and in demand. So it's a simulator. You can come experience what it's like to train as a plumber or an HVAC technician or electrician or carpenter. So that will be there on Friday as well. On Saturday morning, be one of the first 200 families to come to the Charleston Fall Home Show, and you will get a free Tervis tumbler with a lid. It's about a little over $20 value, and that's free with your $7 admission to the show. It's free parking all weekend too, by the way. And then on Sunday, be one of the first 300 guests, and you will get a free flashlight from ABC News 4 and Lowe's. And this is a $20 Lux Pro flashlight. It's high quality flashlight. It's all tied in with hurricane season, and everybody needs to have a good quality flashlight for hurricane season. Let me take a moment and just thank all our sponsors: Generator Super Center, HWC Custom Cabinetry, Shelf Genie, Port City Elevator, ProGreen Charleston Synthetic Turf Systems, Y1025, News Radio 94.3 WSC, ABC News 4, and of course Charleston Home and Design Magazine. We produce the show. So it's going to be a fantastic home show. We hope that you can come out to the Charleston Fall Home Show next weekend at the North Charleston Convention Center. Free admission on Friday, 11 a.m. until 6 p.m. We've got the party from 6 to 9 with a $20 admission. And then on Saturday, show hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Admission is only $7 before 2 o'clock. And then after 2 o'clock, admission drops to only $2 after 2 o'clock. And that's the same on Sunday with show hours 11 a.m. until 5 p.m. Have a great weekend, and we hope to see you next weekend, August 27th through the 29th, at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And joining us on the phone right now is Seth Newman with Port City Elevator. And Port City Elevator, we are very proud to have as one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is happening August 27th through the 29th, coming right up at the North Charleston Convention Center. And on the phone with us is Seth Newman. How you doing, Seth?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
Good, good. Seth, take a moment and tell everybody about Port City Elevator.
We're a local provider of residential elevators and accessibility equipment. We work with homeowners, builders, architects, really anybody to provide accessibility solutions to meet any kind of challenges.
Well, that's great. That's great. So let's talk about elevators for a second, because I think there still is a bit of a mindset amongst the public that elevators are really just for the upper crust, the people that are really have a lot of money, and most people are. Do you find most people are surprised at the affordability of an elevator?
I think they are. The actual elevator installation could range, say, $20,000 to maybe $25,000, and could go up from there depending on how the elevator is configured and maybe some of the options that they put on for the actual elevator installation. Mm-hmm. That project total could go up if they are adding a elevator to an existing house. So the actual elevator is, a lot of times people will spend more on their cabinets and countertops than they might on a traditional elevator.
Right. Well, that leads me to my next question about does Port City Elevator get calls from homeowners that are living in a home right now but do not have an elevator but want one?
We do, and we've actually seen a quite a bit of an uptick in the amount of those calls. If you're living in a house right now that does not have an elevator, you would have a couple of options. A lot of times you could have a contractor build the hoistway for us to install the elevator in. Sometimes when they were building the house to start with, they planned ahead and maybe stacked closets on top of each other.
Mm-hmm.
To be used as an elevator hoistway in the future. And then there's actually some products out there that do not actually require a traditional hoistway.
Hmm.
So it might cut down on some costs there.
Gotcha. And when you say hoistway, is that the elevator shaft?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Correct. Yeah, I'm more familiar with that phrase than hoistway, but I like hoistway too. What advice would you have to homeowners that maybe are building a new house but don't feel like they have a direct need for an elevator right now but might in the future? Is that something they should try to work into part of the design of their home?
I think so, yeah. I would try to incorporate stacked closets. During the construction phase, I would have the contractor put in what's called the pit or a recess on the ground floor, and that would save a lot of money in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And if they do that by stacking the closet and having the pit installed, it's going to make it a lot easier in the future to install the elevator. And they could market that house as a elevator ready house. If they ever go to sell the house.
Mm-hmm. That's true. And I've heard from real estate agents who have said that they're looking for a house with an elevator. And if especially these days, there's so many elevated houses that are being built, and they might be looking at an elevated house for sale. And then, which doesn't have an elevator or an elevator shaft, and down the street there's one with an elevator, and that could be the tipping point so it creates a really good sales feature for a home in the future, right?
Right, and it's not uncommon for us even right now to get calls from realtors that want us to come out and look at a property because it's on the market and they've had a lot of. People pass on the house because it does not have an elevator, so the homeowners want to go ahead and put one in so that they can sell the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, gotcha. And talk about the in the elevator world. You folks refer to the different floors that an elevator cab will visit as stops, correct?
Correct.
And what Is there a difference in price if you're going to so like a one stop would be going up from the garage, if it's an elevated house, going up from the garage to like the first floor, would that be considered a one stop?
That would be considered a two stop.
Two stop. Okay.
Basically, you could enter or exit the elevator on two different levels.
Gotcha. That makes sense. And
so that would be considered a two stop.
And is it more expensive if now you want the elevator to go up to the upstairs, not the first floor of an elevated house, but the second floor, or maybe even a third floor?
It is a little bit more expensive, depending on how it's configured and everything like that. But you're generally speaking $1,000 to maybe $1,500 more.
Oh, okay. So it's not like twice the cost or something to have it go.
So in the grand scheme of things, I would have the elevator serve all the floors of the house.
Gotcha. And speaking of serving, if someone has an elevator but did not buy it from Port City Elevator, does Port City Elevator do any kind of servicing of existing elevators?
We can. There are some elevators that make it a little bit more challenging. Maybe they might have proprietary parts on it or programs, but we can definitely do routine maintenance and service on it.
Gotcha. And just in general terms, how much does an elevator cost typically?
Again, I think a ballpark figure would be anywhere from $20,000 to maybe $25,000.
Okay. All right. Well, so that's and a lot of people might be saying, if they're in their younger demographic in their 30s or 40s or 50s, they might be saying, well, I don't really need an elevator. We're all healthy and this and that. And I'm never surprised at how often we use our elevator at home. And Port City Elevators has been out to service our elevator, and we use it all the time, bringing groceries up from the garage to the first level where the kitchen is and things like that. And sometimes if furniture will fit into an elevator, I don't know if that's a no-no or not, but because I'm sure there are weight limits on all these home elevators, right?
Right. Most of them are going to be anywhere from 900 to 1,000 pounds of lifting capacity.
Gotcha. Well, that's good to hear. Well, good. Well, do you find what kind, if a homeowner wanted to customize the cab, are there different options to do that?
There are. And really, the sky's the limit. There are options for, different wall panels. A lot of times we can supply a unfinished wood wall panel that could be stained, painted, wallpaper. A lot of times, especially in new construction, they will run the same kind of trim package into the elevators, what they have in the rest of the house. Mm. Of course, now we see shiplap in the elevators. So there's really been a lot more options available to homeowners for that, to really personalize it.
Do you ever get to see some of these finished cabs after the fact, because you and your staff at Port City Elevator, you're involved with the nuts and bolts of installing an elevator, and then a homeowner might be hiring someone to finish the and customize the cab itself?
We do. I mean, we've really seen a lot of creative elevators here probably in the past 2 years. Again, from shiplap to the fixture selections, glass control panels, black and stainless steel fixtures. It's really been interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm sure I don't have the right term for this, but we were going to our elevator came with it's sort of like a scissor type. What would you call that when you close the interior part of the cab?
The scissor gate.
Scissor gate. Oh, okay, good. I was halfway there, and we were a little worried about the kids putting their fingers in it or something like that. So there's lots of different options. And what if somebody is, do you ever come across anyone that might be a little bit claustrophobic about getting into an elevator cab?
Yeah, and there's ways that we can circumvent that. You know, we have put windows in the actual elevator cab itself,
mm-hmm.
In which they could also put a window in their elevator shaft. There's ways that we can open that up as best as we can.
Yeah. Well, what will you be displaying at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Really just kind of showcasing the products that we do offer, mm-hmm. and the options and services that we can provide. And also letting people know that, you know, Port City Elevator, we've made it through COVID up until this point, kind of unscathed,
mm-hmm.
And are still here.
Good.
Ready to help them out in any way that we can.
Excellent. Excellent. Well, that's great to hear. Well, how can folks can come out to the Charleston Fall Home Show, obviously, August 27th through the 29th. But if they wanted to give you a call or get some more information about Port City Elevator, how would they do that?
They can reach us online at portcityelevator.com. They can give us a call at 843-729-1006. And we'd love to help them out.
All right, good deal. Well, we have been talking with Seth Newman with Port City Elevator, and make sure to come out and see Port City Elevator at the Charleston Fall Home Show going on August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And special thanks to Port City Elevator for being one of the sponsors of the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Seth.
Hey, thank you.
And joining us on the phone right now is one of the vendors in the Charleston Fall Home Show, Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Berkeley Propane. And we're talking with Eddie Plowden and also Stephanie Ulam. How are you folks doing?
Doing great, Tim.
Good.
Doing good. How are you?
Just fine. Thanks for asking. And Eddie, can you take a moment and tell our listeners what will Berkeley Electric Cooperative have on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Well, it's a partnership with our partner company, Berkeley Propane and Berkeley Electric Cooperative, and certainly Berkeley Propane can provide services throughout the Tri-County area for both, you know, new grills and, you know, installing for gas water heating, you know, all those different products, and also for generators and you know, Canner power systems for backup generation. You know, there could be a storm down the road and you could have backup power, you know, through Berkeley Propane services.
Gotcha. What parts of the Charleston area does Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Berkeley Propane service?
Berkeley Propane provides entire Tri-County area, and Berkeley Electric Cooperative is, you know, member-based, where we provide services throughout Berkeley County, in Charleston County, and the edge of Dorchester County.
Berkeley Propane has also expanded to begin servicing Colleton County as well.
Oh, great. Okay. Good deal. And like Kiowa Island, for example, if you own a house on Kiowa Island, you work with Berkeley Electric. Is that correct?
Yes, Kiowa, Seabrook, all the, you know, Waumalaw Islands, Johns Island, and certainly Berkeley Propane. We have a tank right there on Johns Island to service that area for propane service also.
Are you on Daniel Island too?
No, we do not serve electricity at Daniel Island, but we're certainly available for propane service there.
Gotcha. Okay. Good deal. And so a lot of folks really like to cook with gas, for example, and if they don't have a natural gas line that runs to their house, what's involved being able to get a propane tank put on their property?
So the first step is going to be either to visit our website, berkeleyelectric.coop, and head over to the Berkeley Propane tab in order to contact our office, or you can give us a call on the phone. And what we'll do is we'll schedule for one of our technicians to come out and do an on-site estimate. It's free of charge, but those technicians are going to be able to meet with you and talk to you about setting that propane tank, running the gas lines, and making sure we get a system set up exactly how you want it at your home.
Excellent. Excellent. Okay. And people usually, they bury that propane tank in the ground, right?
It is entirely up to the customer. Sometimes it's up to their HOA for sure, but we can do above ground or underground tank sets.
Okay. All right. Excellent. And Stephanie, Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Berkeley Propane, you folks also encourage people to have generators, and that's one of the things that you folks will be have on display at the Charleston Fall Home Show.
Yes, sir. We're definitely going to have information about our partnership with Cantor Power Systems and their Generac generator. So with it being hurricane season and as Eddie mentioned, the possibility of storms coming up, we do want to encourage customers and members to look into the option of the Generac generator and ask us for more information about that.
And typically how those work is when the power goes off in a storm, the whole house generator will switch on automatically, but that's powered by either natural gas or propane in this case. And so, if you wanted to have a Generac generator installed on your property, that you would probably have to have access to propane from Berkeley Propane. Is that correct?
That is correct, but actually, if customers or members have natural gas in their area and would prefer to connect the Generac generator to their natural gas, they can still contact us and we can get them set up with Cantor Power Systems for that generator.
Oh, okay, excellent. Eddie, what are some of the other programs that Berkeley Electric Cooperative has that people will learn about at your display at the Charleston Fall Home Show?
Thanks, Tim. Yeah, for folks that are coming to look at remodeling their home or new home, you know, there's opportunities. You're always investing in your home for energy efficiency. So if you're remodeling, you know, consider the energy use for the home and the comfort for the home. And we have, for existing members, you know, on-bill financing to put in new heating and cooling systems. So maybe a duct system may be bad, need to be replaced. You know, we also have a partnership in putting in new windows through, financing, on-bill financing, and we can talk all things energy efficiency.
Okay, excellent. Well, that's that sounds like a really good program. I know that a lot of people that are remodeling, they may not have $7,000-$8,000 to dish out for a new HVAC system, if you're a customer of Berkeley Electric, you folks have a financing plan for like a high efficiency HVAC system?
Yes, we do. We have approved contractors and we do inspections and a lot of the Home Advantage program. We actually test the house for the air leakage and shoot to lower the leakage of the duct system and the home itself as part of it. You know, not just changing out a unit, you making the home more efficient.
Oh, that's good.
And you know, Tim, that's, you know, people want to be like green and, you know, even looking at solar PV, you always invest in energy efficiency and upgrade those things before you ever consider going with solar.
Right, right. And Berkeley Electric Cooperative, you folks can do like an energy audit of someone's home?
Yes, with the metering technology we have now and even with the smart hub and members' hands, they have the ability to see their daily kilowatt-hour use, their hourly kilowatt-hour use, and compare to previous months and see how weather affects their use. And on energy audit right now, we do a great job even, with and looking at the previous use and helping a member understand whether his HVAC system is not working properly. Certainly when we get high bills from members, we can look back and see if there's a leak in the hot water, even just from looking at the hourly data. Because you can see, hey, you know, that load should not be running at night. It is. and we can advise members on that. So it's amazing use of technology to help our members with audits.
Well, good. And that's something that, that Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Berkeley Propane has in common with all of your customers is you want to try to save them money by having an energy efficient home so that they're not using more power, more energy than is necessary. And there are a lot of leaky homes and some fairly simple fixes in terms of maybe replacing windows, as you mentioned, and caulking up spaces that there might be some air leakage. You don't want to be heating or cooling the outdoors, right?
That's right. You don't, you know, when you're doing remodeling work, you know, make sure, you know, your duct system is tight and all the air is staying in the home. The home is caulked up and sealed up around your doors, windows, you know, very simple things. Even your attic access, you know, that's a kind of a whole energy hole in your house, you know, get that sealed up or insulated. Mm. It's a really, really easy fix.
Well, very good. Well, come out and see Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Berkeley Propane at the Charleston Fall Home Show. And is there anything else you'd like to add before we sign off?
Stephanie, you got anything?
I'm good.
All right. Excellent. Well, we have been talking. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, Tim, we appreciate the opportunity to partner with New Home Charleston on Charleston Home Design Magazine, you know, for the display and talk to our members.
Excellent. And right back at you. We're very proud to have Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Berkeley Propane as part of the Charleston Fall Home Show happening August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. And we've been talking with Eddie Plowden with Berkeley Electric Cooperative and Stephanie Ulam with Berkeley Propane. Thanks so much, folks. And joining us on the phone right now is one of the vendors that you will see at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 27th through the 29th, Charlotte Reeves. She's a landscape architect with Southern Summer Kitchens. And she has a brand new venture that she is going to be premiering at the Charleston Fall Home Show. How you doing, Charlotte?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tim?
Good, thank you. Charlotte, take a moment and tell everybody about your new venture, Southern Summer Kitchens.
So Southern Summer Kitchens is a mobile showroom that has our luxury powder-coated aluminum cabinets with door and drawer components, along with UL Outdoor certified under-counter refrigeration and state-of-the-art infrared grill. Our mobile showroom will visit your home so that you can visualize firsthand what an outdoor kitchen will look like in your space. Mm-hmm. We come to you.
Excellent, excellent. And how big is your mobile showroom?
So the mobile showroom is located on a cab chassis 3500 Dodge truck. So I have a 12-foot bed that has the kitchen in an L-shaped configuration, so approximately 7.5 foot long by 12 foot long, with under counter sink, grill, and under counter appliances.
Cool. Excellent. And and talk about you've got a big display that you are going to be setting up at the Charleston Fall Home Show. That will feature your mobile showroom, and tell our listeners about what else will be part of your display.
So the rest of the display, the mobile truck will house 2/3 of the space. So driving a vehicle into the building will take up the majority of the space. And then we're going to set up an outdoor living room with a pedestal tile system that we also use for balconies and porches and pool decks and coping. So customers or clients can come sit with us. We'll have a chat and you can feel like you're outside.
Mm, excellent. Yeah. And that's the landscape architect coming out in you, right?
That is correct. Yeah. Visualizing beautiful outdoor spaces.
Right, right. You weren't going to just pull the Southern Summer Kitchens mobile showroom into the Charleston Fall Home Show and just leave it at that. You're going to be creating a sort of a patio area that in addition to having the fully decked out mobile showroom to kind of allow attendees of the show to visualize what a space might look like in their own backyard, right?
That's right. So the only difference would be, of course, the outdoor cabinetry will be 3 foot off of the showroom floor. And so we'll invite you to come up in the truck, open the drawers, check out the grill. We'll explain to you all of the features and benefits of the different products and models that we have on display, as well as, if you're interested, we'll just sit down at the patio and have a chat and get more information and learn about what your needs are.
Good deal. So what do your customers at Southern Summer Kitchen say about the grilling equipment that they've bought from you?
So actually, we're a Tech Grill dealer, proudly made in Columbia, South Carolina. And many of our customers have sought our company out for that product, as well as our ability to customize their outdoor kitchen space with our custom cabinet line. So if you've got an existing grill, we can also help you build that in and give you some storage, a place to put the trash, a sink for prepping and washing hands. And then if you choose to purchase a Tech Grill, that has a searing ability of up to 900 degrees, which is one of the hottest in the industry. It's a 100% infrared grill. When you pair that with their accessories, you have a complete cooking system for all of your needs.
Hmm. That sounds great. And as I mentioned before, you are a landscape architect, and how does that play into how you help homeowners with Southern Summer Kitchens?
Well, designing outdoor spaces is much more involved than one might think, and having a degree in landscape architecture sets Southern Summer Kitchens apart from other outdoor companies. And I have 20 years experience in creating all sorts of different pocket gardens, formal gardens, casual landscapes throughout the Charleston area. What sets Southern Summer Kitchens apart is our ability to envision our clients' needs and exceed what they thought possible in their outdoor space. We understand how great design affects how our clients use their space, especially outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and landscape architects are, have a different discipline than residential architects. But the one thing that you both have in common is, when you work with an architect, whether it's a landscape architect or a residential architect, you should expect a better outcome and a layout of your space that is going to be something that you could not have come up with on your own.
Well, the difference of what I bring to the table with my landscape architecture degree is that I also have a double minor in horticulture and urban forestry. And I've worked with many landscape companies throughout the Charleston area for installations.
Well, Charlotte, how can folks get more information about Southern Summer Kitchens?
Well, our website is southernsummerkitchens.com. And if you'll visit our website, you can get all of our contact information there. I will also have business cards and a QR code at the booth that you can just scan and go and contact us and save us in your phone. And you can also reach us by cell at 843-343-7779.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with landscape architect Charlotte Reeves, Southern Summer Kitchens. And definitely come out to see Southern Summer Kitchens at the Charleston Fall Home Show, August 27th through the 29th at the North Charleston Convention Center. You won't be sorry. Thanks so much, Charlotte.
Thank you so much, Tim. Look forward to seeing y'all soon.
You too. And joining us here at the offices of Charleston Home and Design Magazine is Chris Doris, with Shelf Genie. How are you doing, Chris?
I'm doing very well today, Tim. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. First of all, Chris, I want to thank you and Shelf Genie for being a sponsor for the Charleston Fall Home Show, which is coming up next weekend, August 27th through the 29th. At the North Charleston Convention Center, and so thanks so much to Shelf Genie for, and you Shelf Genie has sponsored many of our previous home shows that we organize. So really appreciate Shelf Genie being a part of the show, and take a moment and tell everybody about Shelf Genie.
Well, Shelf Genie is a national franchise. The company has been in business over 20 years. We're franchised all across the U.S. and into Canada. And we really focus on accessibility and organization for people's cabinets and pantries, bathroom vanities, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And so talk about a typical situation where Shelf Genie will get a call and visit a homeowner's kitchen or bathroom or pantry, and what is the current situation, and how does Shelf Genie typically help that homeowner?
Well, homeowners that have an issue will reach out, request a free design appointment. One of our designers will actually come to the person's home, talk about what some of their issues are, what their frustrations are, things that they would like to see in their kitchen. The designer will actually look at what they're trying to store in those cabinets, how they utilize their kitchen, and make recommendations how to best make that kitchen accessible and organized for that person.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. And when I have had cabinets before that did not have pull-out shelves, and it's almost a bit of a mystery what kinds of kitchen equipment is located in some of those bottom cabinets way in the back that you normally have to get down on your hands and knees in order to access. And how does Shelf Genie turn that around?
Well, Shelf Genie is great at helping you organize your space, be it your kitchen, bathroom, or pantry areas. But one of the main things that we bring to the table is we actually make all those areas accessible. So you can actually bring everything outside of those cabinets or outside of that pantry where you can see everything that's in there. No more getting down on your hands and knees, trying to dig in the back of your cabinets and find out what's back there. I mean, there's so many people that have stuff that gets pushed in the back of the cabinet and they don't see it for years.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to alleviate that problem and make it where people can actually use their kitchen and enjoy their time in that space.
So Shelf Genie is taking out, removing fixed shelves that may be in the cabinet now, and installing shelves that pull out. Can you kind of describe the shelves themselves that pull out from Shelf Genie?
Yeah, so we offer several different levels of shelves, different types of material. All of our shelving is built here in the U.S. in our own plants. Everything's custom made to fit a person's cabinets. And while we may go into 10 houses that are laid out exactly the same floor plan, the same cabinets, every solution will be different because it's based on what that person has to store and how they use their kitchen. We can typically get you 50 to 75% more storage space in that area, but we can actually sometimes even double or triple your space just based on the spacing of the shelves.
Mm-hmm.
Typically in your lower cabinets, you'll have one little middle shelf there. And sometimes we can actually get three glide outs in that same space, depending on what the person is trying to store. So it's not just utilizing what you've got, it's making it better and sometimes increasing your space by adding more storage to it.
Mm, very good. Talk about the, what kind of quality are the, glide outs that Shelf Genie, will be installing?
Everything is super high quality. We don't make anything that is a builder grade. Everything that we do is an upgrade from that. We have products that are made from Baltic birch all the way up to furniture grade hardwoods. We have side mount rails, under mount rails, soft close, really whatever the person is looking for, we can actually fit the bill for that and design something that is specific to their particular needs.
Dovetail joints, that's like one of those catchphrases that many people are familiar with and seem to be a little higher quality than, you know, maybe pull out drawers or things like that that are not dovetailed. Is that something Shelf Genie has?
Yes, our designer series comes in three different stain colors plus white. It's all furniture grade hardwoods, dovetailed construction, and also comes with bloom undermount rails that are soft close.
Mm-hmm. For somebody, maybe a listener that hasn't heard that phrase or doesn't know what a dovetail joint is, can you describe that?
A dovetail joint is basically just a furniture type joinery used in carpentry, where you eliminate the use of nails and glues to hold things together. The product is actually made similar to a puzzle, a jigsaw puzzle, and just kind of fits together and holds itself in place.
Gotcha.
Very, very pretty joint, very, very nice construction.
Right, and stands up a lot better than if it's not dovetailed.
It does, yes, and we offer a lifetime warranty on that product because we know it's not going to fail.
What if somebody you told me before we started the interview that a typical customer for Shelf Genie is typically female and maybe 55 years or older, which makes perfect sense. And I have to, and I'm sure you'd agree, there's nobody likes to get down on their hands and knees to, you know, so it I'm sure there's a lot of other people who would be interested in the Shelf Genie glide out shelves. But let's say that you have a homeowner that bakes a lot and has like a big mixing, mixer and bowl and everything like that. What would you typically recommend for them?
There are a couple of different things that we can recommend based on how their kitchen's laid out and what their product actually looks like. We have mixer lifts if people have big KitchenAid mixers down in their cabinets that can actually lift that up to counter height for them. We offer the glide outs, and we have different styles, different heights, depending on what you're trying to store there. And we can make it just where it's more accessible, where that product comes completely out of the cabinet, very easy to access and lift up to what you need to use.
Gotcha. So it's not just glide out shelves. Your Shelf Genie is providing a solution, and it might be it's going to include glide out shelves, but it also might be the mixer lift that you mentioned. I think mm-hmm. I saw that in action at a homeowner's house a while back. And can you kind of describe how that works?
Yeah, so basically the mixer lift, it goes down into a cabinet. It is spring-loaded, pretty high capacity. I believe it's like 100-pound capacity. You put your mixer or whatever it is on top of it, and the customer just reaches down and very easily pulls on that, and it will actually pull out and come up to counter height. Meet the height of their cabinet, so they can actually use it there, never have to move it, take it off. When they're finished, they just gently push it back down. It goes back into their cabinet for storage.
Well, that's great. You know, if something is difficult to use, people will shy away from it, versus if it's easily accessible, as the term that you use, it doesn't become an issue. People will want to utilize their kitchen more and more.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It makes a big difference. And that's what we want to focus on, is taking the frustration out of people's kitchens or pantries or bathrooms and make those areas more enjoyable to work in and to use.
Can the Shelf Genie glide out shelves, can they be installed in any kind of cabinetry?
They can, because they're custom made. There's no standard sizes. We're not just storing this stuff in a warehouse. We actually custom make every order based on the measurements of their particular cabinets and their space. So our goal is to maximize the amount of space. We don't want any wasted space there. So we maximize the size of our glide outs to fit their space, to give them every inch of usability they can get.
A lot of people have built-in cabinetry that surround a fireplace, for example. Has Shelf Genie ever installed any kind of glide-out shelves in that kind of cabinetry?
We have. We've done a lot of entertainment centers. We've also done a lot of furniture pieces. People may have a piece of a family heirloom or antique furniture, and we've actually put glide-outs inside of those things as well. And a lot of times our stain colors will match up with a particular stain color that they may have. But we can add some functionality to heirloom pieces or standard furniture pieces as well.
Hmm. I'm just thinking, I definitely need to give Shelf Genie a call. Last weekend, I was down on my hands and knees in the entertainment center that near our TV. And, you know, we have a heavy amplifier down there that powers the surround sound and everything. And I was trying to hook something up, and I'm in there with a flashlight. I'm sure you have customers, too, that have a flashlight that they have to look at their
whatever's
in that base cabinet.
And just imagine how much easier that would be if you could have had it glide out of the cabinet where you can access everything out in the light, where you can see to it, you can easily access those cords in the back.
Yeah, yeah, that is very appealing. Because people generally don't like to bend down as a rule, and
they don't like it. And when you get my age, it becomes a little more of an issue. I mean, I've got some knee problems. You know, getting up and getting down are a lot harder than they used to be. Mm-hmm. So it really makes life a lot easier, able to access those areas that you may have difficulty getting to.
Right. We mentioned the kitchen is an obvious place for Shelf Genie glide out shelves. Within the entertainment center, what other parts of the house has Shelf Genie helped homeowners with?
Well, as part of the kitchen, also pantries. We do cabinet pantries, of course. We also do closet pantries. You know, people may have something, you know, similar to the size of a coat closet or something like that, that they actually use for pantry space. We can do glide outs there to help them maximize that space, give them a lot more storage, and make it easy to access and see everything that you've got in there. We also do a lot of bathrooms, bathroom vanities, linen closets, things like that, making those areas more enjoyable and accessible for customers.
How many other Shelf Genie locations are there throughout the U.S.? Any ballpark idea?
Just roughly throughout the U.S., I think we've got 60-some-odd locations, and then we've got quite a few up in Canada as well.
Good, good, good. So if there's ever a need, if there's ever a problem or anyone needs to talk to somebody with Shelf Genie, there's plenty of opportunity for that.
Absolutely. Somebody's always available to talk to you via email or via the telephone. You can call our telephone number anytime, and we can actually help you out. And if you happen not to be in the area, you know, maybe you're visiting Charleston and hear this, but you live in another area of the country, you can also reach out to our website, shelfgenie.com, and find a location that's near you.
Excellent. If somebody wanted to give Shelf Genie a call, in addition to visiting your website, what's a good number to reach you?
They can reach us here locally. Our number is 843-890-0542.
And once again on the web?
shelfgenie.com/Charleston.
All right, great. Well, we have been talking with Chris Doris with Shelf Genie, and special thanks to Shelf Genie for being one of the sponsors. Come out and see Shelf Genie next weekend, August 27th through the 29th at the Charleston Fall Home Show. Thanks so much, Chris.
Thank you very much, Tim.
You've been listening to Talking About a Home, a home show on the radio. To make contact with any of the companies featured in today's show or listen to previous week's shows, visit charlestonhomeanddesign.com. That's charlestonhomeanddesign.com. Tune in again next week.